Hello and welcome to Next Level Success. I'm your host, Amy Hansen. This week, we're talking about the fear of not knowing the answer. When you don't have the answers to make a decision, the future outcome becomes very uncertain. You worry about making the wrong decision, and this causes you to avoid taking any action at all. The fear of not knowing the answer can leave you paralyzed in your current comfort zone. However, if you want to achieve big goals and dreams in your life, you're going to have to learn to be okay with not having all the answers. Recall being back in school when you were called upon to answer a question in front of class and you weren't sure if you knew the answer. Cue the anxiety sweat and massive fear building up inside of you. If you provided the wrong answer, you'd have to live with that embarrassment for what seems like forever. If you got it right, you'd look like a hero and be smart. However, this judgment from yourself and others does not determine your true worthiness or your ability to achieve your goal. You're not going to know all of the answers every time. Not having all the answers can keep you stuck from making decisions in your life because you're afraid of the unknown future outcome. You worry that you'll make the wrong decision and it will send you down a path of constant challenges, which will make it so much harder to achieve your goal. Or perhaps it will send you off in a completely different direction, which puts you further away from achieving your goal. However, you'll never know until you get yourself into action. If you just remain in the decision paralysis and never take action, you won't get anywhere in life. You'll just remain stuck exactly where you are with unachieved goals and dreams on your heart. You must be willing to make the difficult decisions even when you don't have all the answers. Sometimes you just have to wing it. You won't have all the answers or know for certain what the future outcome is. You just have to wing it and make the best decision you can with the information you currently have. The truth is, everyone is winging it. No one has a crystal ball and knows all the answers. Everyone is just winging it in life. As you take action, you'll learn more and be able to make better, more informed decisions. It's best to just get out there and wing it. You can always make adjustments and changes as you go. You have to learn to live in the discomfort of not knowing the answers all the time. You don't have to know how it will turn out. You hope for the best and believe it will turn out in your favor. Make the best decisions you can and move forward from there. You might look foolish, incompetent, or mess up publicly, and you have to be okay with that. Learn to live in the discomfort of fear. When you do, you cannot lose. You'll either achieve your goal or learn the lesson with the answer you didn't know until now. The fear of not having the answer can keep you stuck from going after your goals and dreams in life, but you have to be willing to live in the discomfort if you want to achieve big things in your life. The more you push yourself to live in the discomfort of fear, the bigger results you'll see. You're never fully going to be comfortable with fear. It will always be there. But taking action despite that fear and knowing that greatness is on the other side will help you to live life to your full potential. I'm not sure if taking you back to school where you were called upon in class, I remember that anxiety myself of, oh my gosh, am I going to look ridiculous if I give the wrong answer? Is this the right answer or not? And just that fear of judgment of what are these people going to think about me? But also it's that deeper question of, does this confirm what I already think about myself, that I'm not smart, I'm not capable? And all of those emotions just bubble up. And so it becomes so overwhelming. And it's a lot to handle. And especially when you're taught from a young age that you need to get good grades, you need to have the right answers, that that's where the praise comes from. It's just drilled into you from a young age that that's what you need to aim for. But then when you get into the real world of adulthood and you're forced to make decisions and you don't feel like you know all of the answers, you don't feel like you have all the information that you need to make an informed decision, you can't let that stop you from making decisions. You have to just make a decision the best you can with the information you have and move forward. Because as you take those steps, you're going to gain more information and you're going to be able to course correct and make adjustments. The other option is to just remain stuck and not make any progress in life. And really, that's not an option. I really like this idea of just winging it and the fact that everyone is. No one has this crystal ball to know the future outcome and how everything is going to go. If you go this direction or that direction, how it's going to turn out. We're all just taking those steps forward and doing the best we can. And the fact that you just have to live in the discomfort, and that is tough to do. You want to have the answers. You want to have the right answer and know that it's going to be a good outcome. Because again, your other option is if you choose the wrong path, then it sends you off in a completely different direction and you're farther away from your goal. Or if you make that wrong decision, then there's so many more challenges and obstacles and it's so much more difficult. Versus if you had all the answers and you had the right information to make a decision that would make the path easy and would make achieving your goal as quick as possible. But that's not how life goes. Life is not about taking that easy route. You just have to do the best you can with the information you have. A lot of taking action is living through that fear. It's taking those steps even when you're afraid because you don't know the outcome. You don't have the answers. But you're taking action anyways. One of the things I think about is when you're taking action, it feels like you're just getting farther and farther away from your goal. But really, you're gathering new information. You're getting answers to the questions that you didn't know. And this is going to allow you to make progress and realize this isn't the direction for you. But you would have never known that had you not taken action. There is a quote that I wanted to share with you from Brianna Wiest, and it's, "You are living in the answers to the questions you had forgot you had asked." This is such a powerful quote. If you think about it, you are living in the answers to the questions you had forgot you had asked. So again, coming back to this, right now you have questions. You don't have all the answers. But as you take the action and you move forward, you're actually living in the answers. You've acquired the answers by taking action, but you forgot that you even had that question to begin with. It's such an interesting concept. If you wanted to read this blog, you can go to theamyhanson.com/blog, and I look forward to sharing with you next week's episode. Take care.